Okay, we're on Daf Yud-Tet today, so I'll begin on Yud Chen Mud Beis 18b, page 36, a few lines from the bottom in the Mishnah. Okay, everybody all set? So manitin, we're talking about Chol HaMoed. So manitin in Kofin Shtari Chov HaMoed. We don't write, Shtari Chov is a, you know, an IOU note, you could say. It's a star that reflects an indebtedness. Hello? So, okay, we're on Yud Chen Mud Beis, a few lines from the bottom. Oh, we have some of the draw over there. So in Kofin Shtari Chov HaMoed, we don't write IOU notes on Chol HaMoed. V'me'eino mami no, but if the malva doesn't trust the lova, or she'eino mayuchal, or if the sofer doesn't have enough to support himself with, then you could you could write a shtar chov. Now, I heard Rabbi Leibowitz was giving the shiur today. He was quoting from the Tosfos Yantiv. Tosfos Yantiv mentions in the previous Mishnah, it said that you could write a shtar matana on, you know, you have a green light to write a shtar matana, but not a green light to write a shtar chov. It's only under these circumstances. So a shtar matana is a document, let's say Reuven says he's going to give green acre to Shimon. And so, you know, Simon says, you know, could you write and draw up a star and this is going to take place? Or star matana could be a star that reflects, it could be that you did another kinyan, but the star, you know, confirms it with Adim, because the people who saw the original kinyan may disappear. So the Tosfos Yantiv says, when it comes to star matana, so there's a concern that the donor may have second thoughts about it and change his mind. He says here that with the shtar chov, the lova is unlikely like to deny the whole thing. I assume it's related to in a dami's plan of Michal Balkovo. Like Chazal say, a person won't be brazen enough to deny the debt, you know, in the presence of his creditor. So therefore, lachachil, you don't write it. But if you really don't believe the person, you could. Or the sofer, a sofer, and he doesn't have anything to eat, so then he could do it as well. Okay, then two lines from the bottom. In Kofim Svarim Tefillin Mezuzot B'moed, we don't write Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzos during Chol HaMoed. Ve'ein Magiyin Od Achat, we don't correct even one letter, Afilu B'Sefer Ezra, even from the Sefer Ezra. So Rashi has two pshatim here. Either it's the Sefer Torah that Ezra wrote, which was used in the Beis HaMikdash. It was like the model for all Sfarim. Or Rashi has another pshat. It's not Sefer Ezra, Sefer Azara, with a hay at the end, the Sefer that was in the Azara. And during the time of Bayit Rishon, this is what Rabbi Leibowitz said, it was in a Sefer from Moshe Rabbeinu that was over there. So even that one, so that's the model for all Sefer Torah. Even that one you can't correct. You know, I was thinking it's a little bit like the, I'm sure you've heard the Aleppo Codex. So the Aleppo Codex was authoritative, or it was a very authoritative record of you know, the psukim in Tanakh. In other words, everything spelled correctly, all the nekudot, and it was in Egypt in the time of the Rambam, and then it made its way to Aleppo, and it was there up until the independence of Israel, and they tried to get it out before the independence, and the community there resisted. And then, unfortunately, the Arabs had a riot, and a piece of it, you know, was either destroyed, missing. Some people think it's still around, but most of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah disappeared, and the rest of it was taken to Eretz Yisrael. Say again, what? Okay. Okay, so Odeid says it's in the museum in Israel, all right, let's see back in the Mishnah on the bottom line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kotev Adam Tefillin Mezuzot La'asmo. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda says that a person can write Tefillin or Mezuzos for his own use. So if I need Tefillin or Mezuzos, I can write it. So now the only thing, and let me just do one more line. V'tovel Yerecho Tchelet L'tzitito. A person could spin. Now the Tchelet is the blue thread. The blue thread has to be made out of wool. So wool, if you imagine like your sheep, like, you know, you shear the sheep, it doesn't look like a thread. I'm not an expert on this. You have to spin the wool into thread. So the Tana of the Mishnah says you could spin the thread, but with a shinui. In other words, you'll roll it. In other words, normally you have a spindle that they used to spin the thread, you'll roll it on your thigh, and then you'll have tchila for tzitzis. Now, with this, you know, by the way, if you like today, we have, there's a mask in the extender there to take it. It's on the top drawer there. We have a whole bunch. Okay, so so let me talk about tefillin. Now, if the Mishnah says you could write tefillin and mezuzahs la'atzmo, that sounds like what? Right, that sounds like you're putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And you know, there's a whole machloket poskim about tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So there's a the Tosfos over here says, if you look in the Tosfos, I'll tell you in a minute, it's in the on Yutet Amin Aleph, in the medium wide lines, he says on the second medium wide line on Yutet Amin Aleph in the Tosfos, the second medium wide line near where it says Rabbeinu Chananel, the Ein Raya Kanch with Harlaniach Tefillin. There's no proof from here. Tosfos says that you do put on tefillin, even though the minhag among Ashkenazim is we do. He says the Dilma Rameir Rabbi Yehuda Tamayu Desfirlehu Perak Motzei Tefillin. Shabbat Zman Tefillin. He says, "V'rav Rabba Bar Bar Chananami Hachi Matzi Savri." So there's a discussion in the Gemara, but which we're going to do shortly. But it could be the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds, and that could be he holds that even Yantiv is Zman Tefillin. In other words, this is going. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kutevet on Tefillin is Uzlatzmo," but he holds that you put on Tefillin even on Yantiv. To Tana Rabbi Yehuda. So in other words, we assume the halacha is you don't put Tefillin on Yantiv. And then there's a question, do you put on Chol HaMoed? But the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds you put on tefillin even on Yantiv. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda does, and Reb Meir, he says, the Sfirlu Perakamot say tefillin, look at Erev and Tzadivav, Shabbat Zman Tefillin. They hold that Shabbat is Zman Tefillin. So that being the case, I don't know about Yantiv, but he says Shabbat is Zman Tefillin. It doesn't sound like he holds from that thing with the business like that. Now, let's just see that we have a piece from the Daf Digest. Let's see what he has here. He says, but now Tosfos cites the Yerushalmi, which explains that writing tefillin for another person is forbidden only if tefillin will not be used on Chol HaMoed. Whoever says the Yerushalmi, if one needs tefillin for Chol HaMoed, we would agree that it's so for me to write a pair for him. Tosfos cites two opinions regarding tefillin and Chol HaMoed. The Bahag maintains that Chol HaMoed has the same status as Yantiv in this regard. Just as tefillin are not worn on Yantiv, so too they should not be worn on Chol HaMoed. Riva deduces proof from the foresight of Yerushalmi that tefillin must be worn on Chol HaMoed, for the Yerushalmi addresses the case of one who needs tefillin for use on Chol HaMoed. Now, Rabbi Akiva derives the halacha that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, the mitzvah tefillin is not applicable on Shabbos from the pasuk vayalach ala od to be signed for use, and Shabbos is also called an od hi b'ni b'nechem, there's no need for signing tefillin on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch writes that wearing tefillin on Shabbos is forbidden because it demonstrates a lack of reverence for the od of Shabbos. Tosfos explains that the dispute regarding tefillin Chol HaMoed is on whether Chol HaMoed is sin or oath. The Rivas of the opinion that Shabbos and Yantiv are considered otot between Hashem and Klal Yisrael due to the fact that we abstain from Malach on those days. Chol HaMoed is not considered an oath since Ben HaTorah is permitted to perform Malach on Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, the Bahag is of the opinion that the oath of Yantiv derives from the fact that we perform special mitzvahs on Yantiv, i.e. eating matzah and dwell. In other words, what makes the oath? Is the oath the fact that we're forbidden to do Malacha? Whereas the oath that we have unusual mitzvahs to do, like eating matzah and dwelling in the sukkah. So accordingly, he holds that Chol HaMoed is also an oath, since the mitzvahs, the mitzvahs are performed in Chol HaMoed, and hence there's no need for an oath of tefillin, and they should not be done in Chol HaMoed. In other words, if I say it's malacha, so malacha is loosened up for Chol HaMoed. If I say it's a special mitzvah, like waving lulav, eating matzah, so that again, there's also, according to Grah, there's a mitzvah on matzah, even if I didn't have Chol HaMoed. Now, the tour, following the opinion of his father, the Rush, rules that one must don tefillin on Chol HaMoed, whereas the Shulchan Aruch rules that it's forbidden to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Rama writes that in the European communities, the custom is to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed as the Russian Torah rule. However, the bracha over the tefillin is recited in undertone in deference to the conflicting view. In other words, different opinions. Like, there's one opinion that holds you put tefillin on, you make a bracha. Another tefillin, you don't put it on at all. Then some people say you put it on, some say you submit with the soft bracha, some say you don't make the bracha at all. This is the Taz and many other authorities rule that those who don tefillin should not recite the bracha at all to avoid the possibility of reciting bracha latala. Yeah. So even the people who make the bracha make it softly, but some people make a bracha, some people don't make a bracha, and some people don't put it on at all. In contrast to the general rule, a large percentage of Jews of Ashkenazic descent follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, rather Ramah, and do not don tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So in other words, why do so many Ashkenazim, especially today, not put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So this is because the Vilna Gaon, as well as the disciples of the Baal Shem Tov, ruled in accordance with the Shulchan Aruch regarding this halacha. So the Gra holds you don't put on tefillin, and the Baal Shem Tov. Now the only thing that's tricky, see, the Baal Shem Tov would mean like if you're following Hasidic customs, you wouldn't. I mean, the Gra, I don't think people here in Great Neck are, you know, Talmidim of the Gra. In Eretz Israel, you have a lot of Talmidim of the Gra, but the only thing is Hasidim don't put it on. But the person has to, you know, look like, does he do all the Menhagim like the Hasidim? But a lot of people don't. He says in Eretz Israel, the overwhelming majority of the population did not talk about Kol Moed because the bulk of the original settlers in the 18th century were disciples of the Vilna Gaon and the Baal Shem Tov, and therefore it became the accepted practice not to talk about Kol Moed. In addition, there was also the custom of Spartan, was a rule, followed decisions of the Shulchan Aruch and not the Ramah. So what's happening today, it's changed a lot over the last 50 years, but many Ashkenazi Jews have gone over to not putting on tefillin on a Chol HaMoed, I think influenced heavily by Eretz Yisrael, you know, with things over there. But it really should not be that way. You should follow what the tradition of your forebears is. Now, many authorities, in other words, if you're a Mesorah in your family is to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, it shouldn't change the fact that Eretz Yisrael are not doing it. He says, many authorities maintain that if one emigrates to Eretz Yisrael, he should adopt the minhag of Eretz Yisrael and refrain from donning tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Igros Moshe writes that if he wishes to continue donning tefillin in accordance with his original minhag, he may do so in the privacy of his home. Okay, not like the way I said. He says, they say you should go over. Now, the mission, but I don't think it affects people here. In other words, the fact that they do it that way there doesn't mean that you should do it different here. The Shavu writes that one should not conduct himself differently from the custom of the synagogue. If everyone in the synagogue wears tefillin, one should not daven there without tefillin. Some authorities maintain that there are people with different menhagim in the same shul. Two minyanim should be formed, one for the people who wear tefillin and one for those who don't, because it's wrong to practice different menhagim in the same place. Let's go to do. It's a problem in shuls generally in the New York area now. So generally, I mean, that's what they says here to be separate, but that's a little. So let's see. So he says, if you look in the Ravina Daf Tzadibav, so there's an opinion that Shabbos is Yuman Tefillin in the Ravina. So it says, he doesn't darshan it that way, I think, with the oat. I don't think he darshans it that way. It's more dami mina nima. Yeah, I think it's based on the Pasuk, but the Shamar Tadachu Kazot Lamoada Miyamimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim chok is it talking about? Is it talking about tefillin or is it talking about Korban Pesach? That's what I remember the sugya. So you should do the miyamim yamima. In other words, the moada miyamim yamima. You're going to do it either by the day, not by the night, and whatever. But there's a question, is that Pasuk talking about, or Korban Pesach? Yeah. But to wear tefillin. Okay. Anyway, so that was Oded was just saying his minhag is to put on tefillin a kol moed, and it's difficult in Eretz Israel. Okay, let me just do a few lines of the Gemara, and then I'll pause in a little bit. Okay, and then I'll get. Let's wait till we finish the Gemara. Okay. So let's take a look at the Gemara. So the Gemara says Tanur Rabbanan. We're going to see different opinions about this. Koteva dam tefillin mezuzot la'atzmo. A person writes tefillin and mezuzot for his own use. The tovel yirecho tefel tzifito. He can spin, the wool for its chelak. Ulacherim. According to Meir, he can do it for other people as well if he does it gratis. In other words, as a favor, I could do it. He says, Rabbi Huda on there. Now remember, Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah said here that you could write it for yourself. That's all he said. But here Rabbi Huda says, Rabbi Huda Meir Ma'arim Mocher Shalo, because there was a table atzmel. The Tana Rabbi Huda says a person can act with subterfuge. In other words, somebody needs a pair of tefillin. So I say, here, I'll sell you my tefillin. And then I'll write a new pair of tefillin for myself. And I could keep doing that. And then sell another pair and write another one for myself. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kotev Umocher Kedarko, Kedei Parnasato. Rabbi Yehuda says, I can just write it and sell it Kedarko, like for my Parnasa. So again, so it's coming out. You see, in the Mishnah, we have the opinion of Tanakhama is that you can't write the Tefillin, Tefillin, Mitzvos, and Chol HaMoed. That's what the Tanakhama says. And now in the Braisa, we have three opinions that you could write it, but under certain circumstances, or a green light to write it. So, and again, but the key is that you see these different Tanayim permit you to write Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And that's where Tosfos comes in. And he says that they could hold that, that he says the Mirmei Rabbi Yehuda hold that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. So, and then presumably, anyway, so he says here, so Ori Le Rav, Rav Hananel. So Rav gave a Horah to Rav Hananel, but Amri La Rav Bar Bar Chanel Rav Hananel. And then, and Tosfos, I didn't see this in slide, but Tosfos says that Rav Hananel was a Sofer himself, Tosfos says. So he says, the halacha kotevu mocher kedarko kedei parnasato. Halacha is you can write and sell kedarko for your parnasa. Okay, he says here now, so he brings down here, 1 second. Let me get this here. Yeah, so the Mechaber says in Siman Tachkof Mem Hei that you're not allowed to write on Chol HaMoed, and even if I give one ode in a Sefer Torah, you can't do it. But then he says in Sif Gimel, Kotev Adam Tefillin Mitzvot Atzmo, a person who writes Tefillin Mitzvot for himself, V'tovel Yirecho Techelet Batisil L'Bigdo, V'im Ein Lo Ma Yochal, if he doesn't have anything to eat, in other words, he's in a difficult situation, he can write and sell to other people. Now the Mishnah Berurah says even if the purchasers are going to only put it on after Chol HaMoed, it's like you're allowed to do it to like Poel Moshein L'Mayuchal. In other words, like you need income, so I can work for the income. That's the way it sounds like. All right, let me just do another 6-7 lines. Then we'll pause. We'll summarize and we'll go further. Now, with Tovel Yerecho Tchelet, we said that you could spin the wool on your, it means you can do the shinui. In other words, the wool needs to be spun into thread. So you're not going to use a spindle because it's Chol HaMoed and Tevia is a malacha. So you're going to roll it on your thigh and then create a thread. Tovel Yerecho Tchelet. And Rabbi Leibowitz said that the reason the Tchelet has to be wool, he said the Tchelet doesn't take if it's linen. It takes only if it's wool. He says, a person can spin tchelet b'tzitzis, not with an evan. So the question is what the evan does. So either the evan would be at the end of the thread to make a taut to help in the spinning process, or in some way the evan, I'm not that familiar with it, would be used like a spindle to help like spin it around. But according to Reb Lezer, you can't use the evan. But chachamim omrim af evan. Chachamim say no, an evan is fine. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Lezer, the Evan of Alo B'Pelech. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda has a different version of what the Machloket is. According to the Tan, Rabbi Yehuda, the stringent opinion holds that you could use you'll roll it on your thigh, but you'll use an Evan, which helps. It's like a keli, you know, to help you. It's still with a shinui of Alo B'Pelech, not with a spindle. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say Bein BeEvan Bein BePelech. Chachamim say you have a green light, even though you could use a spindle and do it. So Amar Rav Yudmar Shmuel, Bechinam Rav Chibar Abba V'Yochanan, Halacha Bein Be'Evan Be'Pelech. The halacha is you could even do it with a spindle. Halacha Kotev Kedarko Melcher Kedei Parnasato. Halacha is you can write in like the tefillin and the mezuzahs in the normal fashion. Melcher Kedei Parnasato. Your parnasa, you can do it. Now, with I think Rabbi Leibowitz said that in the Beir Halacha, there's a, he said that, Ein lo ma yochal. So I don't know if it was on this halacha or the earlier halacha. He said there was a din among the poskim. Does it mean he has nothing to eat at all? Or it means that he has what to eat, but he wants to celebrate Yantav in a better fashion? Oh, yeah. Okay. So where do we have that? All right. Now, one more thing is if you look in the Taf Tosfos, so the idea is you're going to do it with the shinui. Now, look at the Taf Tosfos. the upper left hand corner of the page. It says Perush on the Shinui about Tefillin, EF Sharb Shinui. In other words, why don't I? So he says I should do a Shinui with the Tzitzis. Why don't I write the Tefillin with a Shinui? Why don't I do it that way? He says, Chitzarich Tibatama. I need, it has to be complete, perfect letters. I can't mess around with like with the Shinui. And then Tosho says, well, see a Tefillin with the Tzitzis, low I read about the Tzitzis. He says, why doesn't the Mishnah address making the, in other words, knotting the Tzitzis and making the Tefillin like you're going to sew the, you know, the batim together and everything else? The Shema in Isra Kim Bechtiva Utviya. He says, maybe the only problem is just writing and the spinning. But in Achinami, to tie the knots to the tzitzis and to apparently to close up the tefillin, he thinks it's not an issue. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? That's what I write. That's correct. That's correct. Right, right. All right. So well, Yosef asked me the tzitzis he assumes you need during the holiday. I said yes. Okay. Everybody good? I'm going to move on. Okay. So now, we're beginning the sugyas that deal with avelos, unfortunately, but that they are, you know, very, you know, when I was studying for smicha, there was a Dr. Israel Miller, the Zichron Lebracha. So he said, like, you know, he says, like, you'll be around, you'll see that the questions people ask you most are dinim with avelos. And it was like you spend all this time, you study your day, kashrus and things like that. But like, you know, I found it to be very true what he said, like, you know, I mean, now and then, sometimes people ask me kashrus questions with Yoredeya, but more, I think things come up with Avelos.
Because you learn kashrus as you're a child, you see what's going on in the house. Avelos,
well,
you're
hit with it. No. But the Yoredeya that you learn in Yeshiva is a lot different than what you see in the house. But the he
you
says
don't always ask a question.
Yeah, anyway, so he was saying, like, you'll have a next door neighbor, he'll ask you something, all right. So now we're going to begin the Dinam Avelos, like we had some before, but now we're beginning in earnest. So, and now listen, this
before we go, can I ask a question on what we just did?
Okay,
how long does it take to write a set of tefillin?
I can't
you're going to have it done, started, finished,
yeah, and I can't say with certainty, but I don't think it would take more than a day to write a pair of tefillin.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it would take more than a day. Okay, Manithan. Now we know what Avedos is, different periods of time. There's Shiva and then the Shloshim, and for parents is Yud Beis Chodesh. And within the Shiva is the first 3 days and the rest of the days. First, like the Gemara says Shloshim im Lebechi. The first 3 days are for Bechi, that's a more serious time. And each period of time has different halakhot that apply to it. So the Mishnah is dealing with those periods of time, how are they impacted by Shabbos and by Yantid? So, Manitin, now everybody's got to chill out because this mission is not going to be the way we do LP Halacha. So, let's just chill out and listen to the Mishnah. Now, Manitin, a covert meto shoshanim kodal regel. If a person buries somebody 3 days before the regel, so the Talmud Mishnah holds, he sort of says, batlahim en gzeret Shiva. So then Shiva is destroyed. In other words, Shiva is interrupted and is over. In other words, so if he observes 3 days of the Shiva before the regel, so that's the Ikar part of the Shiva, and then the regel comes. So if Yontif is on a Thursday and he said Shiva Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so then the Shiva is over for him. That's what the Tanna Mishnah says. He says Shimona, if he observed 8 days, so he observed the 7 days of Shiva, plus the eighth day, which is the first day of Shloshim, he says, Batluhim enu gzeirah Shloshim. Then the gzeirah Shloshim is interrupted and it's over with. The Shloshim is over with. So he says, Mnesha Amru, this Chazal teaches Shabbat Olav Einam Afseket, that Shabbos counts as part of the Shiva and doesn't interrupt the Shiva. So you... And then but regalim mafsikim veinam olim. But the regalim, they interrupt the Shiva and they terminate it. He says veinam olim. But if, let's say, there are situations, let's say a person, according to the Tana of the Mishnah, let's say somebody buries somebody during Chol HaMoed. So he's going to observe the Shiva after Yantiv, but the days of the Yantiv are not going to count for the Shiva. And then if he buries somebody, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, less than 3 days before Yantiv, so he's got to observe the rest of the Shiva after Yantiv, but the days of Yantiv are not going to count for the Shiva. Right. Okay, now, Why should this be the case? So what Rav Shaker said to me, and I think they had this in the article as well, one simple pshat you could say that there's a mitzvah of simcha on the regel, and there's no mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos, right? And so a regel, I have this mitzvah of simcha. We already saw that the Gemara said, Ati esay derabim medachay esay diachid, esay the rabim comes, the esay to be misameach, and destroys everything else. Now, some other svaras you could say is that there's machloket rishonim, whether on Shabbos you do devarim b'tzina. So devarim b'tzina would be things that other people don't observe, but nihugei avelos. Like, let's say, studying Torah would be Devarim B'tzina. Having intimate relations with one wife would be Devarim B'tzina. So, according to a number of Rishonim, on Shabbos, I still do Devarim B'tzina. In other words, I do things in private. Shiva. But the Regel, nah, the Regel I can't. So it means that the Regel is more, maybe you could say symptomatic, but in any way, the Regel is more powerful than Shabbos in that way. Then another idea that the Ritva brings down, and the Ritva quotes Yerushalmi, he says, if we'll say that Shabbos is mafsik, if Shabbos, you know, interrupts and would destroy the Shiva, there'd never be a Shiva. Every Shiva has a Shabbos in it. So there'd never be a din in Shiva. Right? I don't know if we call it Shisha, whatever. But anyway, that would be it. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara, and let me get the Mishnah, and then we'll see through. Now, again, Mahalach L'maisa, we hold, if you observe any part of the Shiva before the Yantiv, it's destroyed. That's the way we hold. But the Tana of the Mishnah holds, you have to observe at least 3 days. We hold even a fraction of the day. Yeah. Okay, we'll say, wait just one second. That's when the Mishnah will talk, okay? Welcome, Daniel. So we're in the Mishnah on Yud Tet Amud Aleph, okay? All right, let's keep moving. So, okay, now Reb Lezer Omer, the Tana of Reb Lezer says, Mishacharab Beit HaMikdash, from the time the base of Mikdash was destroyed, Atzeret Kishabat. Atzeret, which means Shavuos, has din like Shabbos. So it means, according to the Tana of Reb Lezer, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you have Tashlumin for Shavuos. In other words, you have the Chova, we're going to have the next Masechet Chagiga. So the first Mishnah is going to teach us that you have an obligation to bring an Olas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga on every Yantiv. But if I didn't bring it on the first day of Yantiv, I have another 6 days in which I could bring it. So that being the case, so then it's like it has the force of a full yantiv during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, going through a blazer. But after the Korban Beis HaMikdash, there's no tashlumen anymore. So therefore, I'm not going to go that far with it. Now, within this far of a blazer, and the article had said this one, it's said like this, that another reason with the Yom Tovim are, like in other words, with the Yom Tovim, if I would say that the Shiva is over during Yantiv, but the Yom Tovim, Pesach and Sukkot last more than a week anyway, it would run out. But with Shavuos, now it's not going to run out. Now, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Regalim. Rabbi Gamliel says that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have a dinner like Regalim, and Rav Shachar mentioned to me, he said there's a Shagas Aryeh that holds that there's a din of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur, we normally don't think of it this way. Now, I know one thing I heard from Rav Lerner, he mentioned once, is a Rambam. Rambam goes through the Yom Tovim. He says that this mitzvah to be Mesameach, I think, on Sukkot and on Pesach. He says, Yim Sha'ar Yamim Tovim. So what are Sha'ar Yamim Tovim? The only Yantiv is like is Shavuos left, but in Yamim Tovim, so he was bringing a raya that includes Rosh Hashanah, but it's coming out that according to Galil, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we treat like regalim, and that's where you hold a halacha, that it's like a regal for Shiva. A chachamim omrim, lo ki divrei zev, lo ki divrei zev. A chachamim hold, not like the opinion of Rebbe Gamliel completely, and not like Reb Lezer completely, though, fundamentally, the ela atzeret to regalim, Shavuos they treat like a regal. He says, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and Kishabad, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, they treat like Shabbos. All right, let's just focus on what we did. We're just touching the beginning of the topic now. So the basic idea is that there's a din in Shiva, and there's a din in Shloshim, and din in Yibbeis Chodesh. So a Shiva, so I have, every Shiva has Shabbos in it. So Shabbos has no impact on the Shiva, except on Shabbos, I don't do Devarim B'Farhesia, things that are public I don't do. I don't wear sneakers on Shabbos to shul. You know, I don't sit on the floor, and I don't go around with my ripped garment. I'm, you know, some look Shabbos-ic publicly, but Bitsina, those are the things I do on Shabbos. then according to the Tana Mishnah, if I've observed 3 days of the regel of the Shiva before regel, then the regel comes, destroys the Shiva, according to the Tana Mishnah. But according to the Tana Mishnah, if I only observe 2 days before the regel, then I'll have to pick up the last 5 days after the regel, according to the Tana Mishnah. And similarly, if Rachman and San, somebody buries somebody on Chol HaMoed, they'll have to observe the Shiva after the Yantiv, which is the way we hold as well. The only thing is, here in Kutz La'aretz, you get a credit 1 day for the second day of Yantiv, last at the tail end. All right. So, and then there's a question about the other Yom Tov, but we hold that, you know, like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shavuos, we all treat them like a regular. Okay. Who's your questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did in the Mishnah?
Yeah. Some people that go to Israel, for example, Yom Kippur, is like the regular. One year I saw a water stand, and I said that in some respect, nowadays you don't have a Mikdash, so to go on a Yom Kippur, it's higher than going to Yom Sukkot or
I mean, clearly the mitzvah of Alila Regel is Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. That's
right.
Clear.
So that applies today.
I don't know if that's true. Some Rishonim say it does apply. I think the Ran says that the people go and they make Alila Regel even today after the Korban Beis Hamikdash. And then remember, then there are people who hold that waving lulav maybe near the Kotel is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and on the other days of Yom Tov. So
everybody is saying that going to Israel and Rosh Hashanah and or Yom Kippur qualified as part of Aliyah Regel.
No, I haven't heard that, but you're telling me. I haven't heard it. But
Rabbi Wallerstein, I think, mentioned something.
Okay.
That.
And who's Rabbi Wallerstein?
Zachariah Wallerstein. No, it's
all right. Let's see further in the Gemara. Okay. So Daniel was just saying he heard that that if you go to Eretz Yisrael for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's like Aliyah Regel. And I said I hadn't heard that. He quoted Rabbi Wallerstein. Okay, let's go on. Now, we're 5 lines from the bottom on Yud Tehillim and Aleph. So now we don't understand these lines and we must be patient. Be patient. So Gemara says, Amarav, Gzeirat Batlum means the Gzeira of 30 days was Batel, was nullified, Yamim lo Batlum. But the Yamim, he's focusing on the line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said in the second line of the Mishnah, Shimona Batlui men Gzeira Shloshim. If you did 8 days before the Regel, you did the Shiva and you did 1 day the Shloshim, so then the Shloshim is destroyed. So Amarav, Gzeirat Batlum, the Gzeira is Batel. Yamin lo batlu means the yamim are held in abeyance. We'll see in a minute. B'chinam arabuna gzeirat batlu yamin lo batlu. Rav Sheshet amar afilu yamim nami batlu. According to Rav Sheshet, everything is batel. So my taima yamin lo batlu. In what sense? So the Gemara asks, what do you mean yamin lo batlu? Kim lo gilach erav haregel asur l'gleich achar haregel means that one of the things that a person is prohibited from doing during the shloshim is cutting one's hair. So he's saying that let's say you did 8 days before Yantiv, you observed the Shiva, and you observed 1 day of the Shloshim. And now the Yantiv, if you don't cut your hair before the Yantiv, so the Shloshim is held in abeyance. In other words, if you take an affirmative act to destroy the Shloshim, it'll become Batel. But if you don't do anything, the Shloshim is going to remain where it was, and then you're still prohibited from cutting your hair. Got it? So the Gemara says, again. So you observe Shiva before the Yantiv,
right,
and you observe 1 day of the Shloshim.
Right.
Now so now you should cut your hair before
right.
Yantiv. And so if you don't cut your hair, now so all the prohibitions are in place. And if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says in the bottom of Tosfos, it's the first line, he says, Venirly do it in low key base for Lorachatzer of a regel, in which Hurla Kotz local base me by Erev, Yom Tov. He says, like, the same thing with not laundering and bathing, Erev HaRegel. So I suppose Rav Shatter thought that the pshat was you have to do something to, like, be mabatel, the shloshim. Okay, now, let's just do a few more lines and then we'll pause, okay? So we have Machloket. So according to Rav, it's held in abeyance. According to Rav Hunan, it's held in abeyance. According to Rav Sheshet, everything is out the door. You don't have to do anything. So now turn page on the top line on your 10 days, 19B, the top line. But we learned the Brisa, and here you see the Rashi says Siyata. So I was thinking, but the Rabbi Levi would say the same thing. Like normally Rashi would say Benichuta. Here says Siyata. It's like, you know, helps corroborate the fact that it's not really Rashi here. Anyway, but it means it's not a question. It's the support to what we said. And we're going to see in the Brisa that these two opinions that among the Amoraim are reflected in the following Brisa. The Brisa says, HaKuver mitosho shayimim korma regel. If a person buries his decease 3 days before the regel. So it means, you know, one of the seven krovim. But shiva. So then the shiva is destroyed by the regel that we had. Shimona yamim put on the regel. If he does it 8 days before the regel, means he completed shiva and he did 1 day of the shloshim. But lahimenu gzeret shloshim. Umegaleich erev haregel. And then he has a green light to cut his hair on erev yontiv. But if he didn't get a haircut erev haregel, then he can't get it afterwards. So that's like we saw on Amud Aleph, but here we're seeing in the Braisa. He says that was the first opinion. But Abba Shaul Omer, mutar legaleich achar regel. Abba Shaul says, even if you didn't get a haircut before Yantiv, you can get it after Yantiv. Shekshem shemitzvah shloshim abatel gzeret shiva means just like that if the Yantiv comes after 3 days of shiva, so the whole shiva is destroyed, kach mitzvah shiva abatel gzeret shloshim. So too, having observed 7 days of shiva, now the shloshim is destroyed. Now, the Gemara interjects, shiva, what do you mean 7 days? We said up till now, you have to observe 8 days, completing the shiva, and then begin the shloshim. And now, in this braisa, he mentions just doing the shiva. So he says, v'anan shmona tanan, but we learned earlier in our Mishnah, we learned 8 days. So is it 7 days or 8 days? So, k'savar abba sh'ul, mixat yom kikulo. So the Tana Abba Shaul holds that mixat yom kikulo, yom shvi olo lakan lakan. So it means, mixat yom kikulo means when you have like a series of days, so the last day in the series, part of that day counts as if I did the whole day. So if it's the seventh day of Shiva, so then in the morning, you know, and this is the way we hold off on my head, and we'll see the Gemara, that the person sits in the morning of the seventh day, and then the Menachemim come and comfort him, and then they leave, and then the shiva is over, even though it might be 8 o'clock in the morning. So I just did a little bit of the day, but that counts as 7 days. But the Kiddush of Abba Shaul is, not only is that the shiva, but now I'm beginning the shloshim. So now on day seven, I'm beginning the shloshim. So let's just see. So it really comes out, Abba Shaul is mechulak with the Tana Kama on two elements, right? Abba Shaul holds mixes yom kikulo, and then Abba Shaul also holds that I only need 7 days. I don't need 8 days for the. And then Abba Shaul also holds. That you could, that even if you didn't get a haircut before the yantiv, you get a haircut after the yantiv. Okay, now let's just do a few more lines, and then I'll pause. Okay, so Amar Rav Chista, Amar Ravina Bar Shila. Rav Chista says in the name of Ravina Bar Shila. Halacha ka Abba Shaul. Halacha follows Abba Shaul, which is the way we hold. In other words, so let's say if you completed the shiva and the shiva concludes on erev yantiv, then the shloshim gets collapsed by the yantiv because now you're beginning the shloshim and then it gets collapsed. Umodim chachamim la Abba Shaul, and this we had already before. The chachamim agree with Abba Shaul. Shechal shmini shalol yot b'shabbat erev haregel. Let's say the eighth day, which would be the first day of the Shloshim, according to the Chachamim, begins on the Erev HaRegel, but on Shabbos. So it's the eighth, so he's beginning the Shloshim, but the Shloshim is on Shabbos, and the Yantiv begins on Motzei Shabbos. So he can't get a hair, so normally he could get a haircut, but now he can't because it's Shabbos. Shemutor Galeach Erev Shabbat. The Chachamim hold, in this limited circumstance, they're going to follow the idea of Mixes Yom Kulo. You can get a haircut on Friday, he says. Now, the Gemara says, "Kaman azah hadamar Rav Amram Amar Rav Avel kiman shemdu menachem yitzla mutar brachitza." According to whom does the following statement go from Rav Amram and Rav? That the Avel, once the menachem get up on the seventh day, so he can go bathe. He says, "Kaman ka Abba Shaul." That's like Abba Shaul. Now, one second. You know. If everybody can hold on just a few more lines, I will be good, okay? Now, the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, halacha ka Abba Shaul b'yom Shiva. Abaye says, halacha follows Abba Shaul on the seventh day. Umodim chachamim l'Abba Shaul b'yom Shloshim. And the chachamim agree with Abba Shaul on the 30th day, the mina mixes yom kikulo. So according to Abaye, the chachamim agree to mixes yom kikulo on day 30. Rava Amar, halacha ka Abba Shaul b'yom Shloshim. Rava says, halacha follows Abba Shaul on the 30th day. Vein halacha ka Abba Shaul b'yom Shiva. Halacha doesn't follow Abba Shaul on the 7th day. says, "Vnei Herdoy Amri." The Neridians say, "Halach Kabashul Bazu Bazu." He says, "The Amar Shul Halach Dibri Meikel Ba'Avel." So this is important halacha from Shmuel that the halacha follows the lenient opinion by Dini Avelos. So Abishul is a lenient opinion. Now when we say halacha follows the lenient opinion of like Abishul, so there's a question: what does it mean? So some want to say it means when it comes to machloket tanoim, and then some want to say even machloket amoraim, and some want to say even later Dina. So halacha is kedivrei meikel by Avelos. And then the halakha is like a divrei meikel also by Eruvin, also is halakha divrei meikel. Now, one second. Now, when we say, so I was talking to Rav Schachter today, he was saying that we learn the din of Mixas Yom Kukulo from the Zava. She counts 7 days and then Vachar Titar. But it sounds like on the seventh day she does an action and then that completes it. So Rav Schachter said, he said the Chachamim really hold for Mixas Yom Kukulo, but the point of dispute, he said, is whether the Shloshim begins after Mixas Yom Kukulo. In other words, on the 7th day is Mixas Yom Kukulo, but then do I say that the Shloshim has begun? You know, in other words, like the Shloshim has begun that same day. That's what he said was really the point of dispute. Now, he says, though, when it comes to your Bechodesh, so everybody agrees there's no din of Mixas Yom Kukulo. So let's say a person's in a Beilus Prafan Slan. So when it comes to the end of the 12 months, so nobody holds that there's Mixas Yom Kukulo on the last day of the 12 months. So the simple shot is, because we only say Mixas Yom Kukulo if it's an issue of days. So if days, 7 days, 30 days, then I'll say Mixas Yom Kukulo. Yud Ben Chodesh is a din in Chadashim, so I'm not going to say it there. Now, he had another svar that he sent to me also. Wait. There was another svar he said. 1 second. I'm not remembering it right now. Okay, what do you want to say?
You said that
because it's a dinner. No, it's a dinner in 30 days. It's a dinner in Shloshim. It doesn't make a difference. We don't say 29 days, 30 days. It's a dinner in 30 days. That's the
thing. And okay. One other thing, you mentioned that once you have a series, then this Mitzvah Yom Kippulo applies. But I mean, situations of Shmore Poka that comes after the time, the same day you come and tell them, they still didn't get up. But, I mean,
we're going to come to Daf Yomi. What's the question of Shmore Poka? Is you're just sitting one day? What's the problem?
Saying that even though you don't have a series, that it applies. It doesn't have to be a series. Point. Comment.
Well, in other words, you want to say with Shmore, but there, the din is one day.
And Mitzvah Yom Kippulo doesn't have to have a serious following because Mitzvah Yom Kippulo was a moment of the day.
All right. Any other? Okay, so what? All right.
When it comes to Kaddish, not for the parents, but for another Karov that you say it for Shloshim Yom, do you only say one Kaddish at Myriv the night of the last day, or do you complete the day with the Shacharis and the Mincha?
Because Mixas Yom Kippulo. So I would do the Kaddish on all the tefillah because in other words, Mixas Yom Kippulo is saying like the Nihuge Avelus would terminate on the morning of the 30th, but saying Kaddish is not like the same as Nihuge Avelus. And the Nihuge Avelus are my restrictions, what I could do. I can't cut my hair. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't do the other thing. Those things would end on the morning of the 30th. But in terms of saying Kaddish, I think I would recommend saying Kaddish through Mincha. I got to double check that. And that reminds me, by the way, I think what Schechter said to me about the Yud Beis Chodesh was that, there's another reason why we don't say by Yud Beis Chodesh. He says that by the Shiva and the Shloshim, there were Nihugim, but the Yud Beis Chodesh. It had to do with that there are Isurim for the Shiva and the Shloshim. Yud Beis Chodesh, there aren't really Isurim. I got to go over it. I got to go again. Okay. Any other questions, Council? Okay. Yosef's got a question. Yom Kukula, that's what he said.
Shower
is on the shower. Wait. Which one? Which line? Wait. Yeah. I don't know. You're right. If I see him and I have a chance, I'll try to ask him. All right. I gotta move on. This, we're running out of time. Please excuse me. And we're gonna move on. But I said Bli Neder, if I see him, I have an opportunity, I'll ask him. Okay, now let's take a look back at the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says Shloshim Yom Ben Alam. Where do we know about the 30 days that you can't get a haircut for 30 days in the Bavelos? So Yalik Para Para Minazir. The Gemara says, I'm learning Zer Shav Para Para from the Nazir. Tiv Ha'achav Rashachem Al Tifrao. It says by, Nadav and Abihu, it was Moshe tells Aaron and his sons that you're not going to be like other Avelim. Rashachem Al Tifrao. You shouldn't grow your hair long. It's by the Nazir that he does have to grow his hair long, but in each instance is Altifra and Para. So just like by the Nazir, it's 30 days, and we'll explain in a minute. It means if a person takes a neder for Naziris and he doesn't specify a period of time, it's 30 days, please. He says, if a person takes a neder of Naziris without specifying, it defaults over to 30 days. My time, why is that? Amakra Kadosh, yeah, this he'll be holy. Yeah, but Gematria Tlachin Havu. Yeah, Gematria is 30. Now, Amra Puna, now the only thing is, though, that the Dean of
Avelos. It's a good thing they didn't use the Gematria for Koda.
All right. Anyway, but the Dean of Avelos, the Dean of Durabana, or Dean of Durabana. So it's just, you have to say, like, this is like, I think Rav Shechter said this is like an Asmachtam. So now, further Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua, Hakol Modim Shal Shlishi Shalol Liyod Erev Haregel Shesub Rechitza Ad Erev. Now, is everybody agrees if the third day of the Shiva is on Erev Yantiv, Shesub Rechitza Ad Erev. So in other words, this is working within the Tana of our Mishnah. Tana of our Mishnah holds that the Yantiv is only going to be Batel Shiva if I did 3 days, because 3 days are Shosha the Bechi. So we don't hold this way the halacha. But he says, in that instance, he can't bathe until the evening. He's got to do a complete 3 days of avelus. And then Yantav comes, it will destroy Shiva. But then after Yantav begins, he'll bathe in cold water or something. So Amram Nechami Bereidu Yeshua, Shachil Rapapi Rapapa, Yadvi Bika Amri, Halacha Karabuna Bereidu Yeshua. And Katav Zadah Chafamim, instead of halacha follows Rapuna Bereidu Yeshua, we just said. It says, Ika da Amri, others say, Amram Nechemi Bered Rav Yosef, Ashkathin Rapapi Rapapa, Uravun Bered Yeshua. He encountered all three of the Chachamim, Yachim Yitamri, Kol Modim, Shemachal Shlish, Shlo, Yod Erev, Regal, Shasubra Chitza, Ad Erev. Okay, so the idea is you need, in other words, even if I say Mixes Yom Kukulo, I'm only going to say it on day 7, Mixes Yom Kukulo. I'm not going to say day 3, Mixes Yom Kukulo. So therefore, day 3, I have to complete 3 days. Abishul would agree with that. Okay, now 5 lines from the bottom. Baimini Abaye mi Rabba's weight breaks inside. So Abaye asked Rabba, Kibaroba regel, regel olubin shloshim, away regel olubin shloshim. Now let's say somebody buries a relative during the Yantiv, let's say Cholamoed, so he's going to do the Shiva after Yantiv. But the days of the Yantiv between the Kavura and the beginning of the Shiva, to those count towards the shloshim, let's say maybe 4 or 5 days, whatever. So the minyan shiva lo kamavayli lo naga mitzvah shiva regel. So in terms of shiva, I know you don't get credit for it because you're not doing any dinim in the shiva the regels. So that's a zero. He kamavayli the minyan shloshim, the kanaga mitzvah shloshim be regel. In other words, if you look at the Rashi, it says 4 lines from the bottom. The haberegel nami is shor begiut that the spored is shloshim. On the regel, you're not allowed to launder clothes. And you can't get a haircut. And even though people would do that because of Chol HaMoed, but in this instance, it's like the same as the Dinim of Avelos. So in essence, he's observing the Dinim of Shloshim during Chol HaMoed. So can he get credit for that? So my, so what's Halacha? So Amar Leh, ain't a law. So he says, so again, so Abaye asked Rabba, and Rabba says, you don't get credit for that. Now,
I thought Shmuel says it should be Lakula.
But you have to have an opinion. But who? No, but in other words, halakha, if you have two tanaim disagree with something, we're going to follow the opinion. So but where's the machloket here? Rabbi is asking,
not what getting off the ground, I guess.
Well, no. He's asking what halakha is. But anyway, so Eife. So he posed the question from the following braisa. So he says, again, this is Abaye. Hakover meto shnei yamim kodem regel. If a person buries his deceased 2 days before the regel, monech hamishra yamim achar regel. So according to the Tana of the braisa, you get 2 days credit for the regel, then 5 days after the regel, umlachtona seid al yidei acherim. It means, and during those last 5 days, he's going to have a more lenient shiva. He'll have work through other people, and his servants could do work b'toch beito. In other words, since it's a staggered shiva, you did half or part before the regel, half after the regel, they're going to give you cut you a little slack with the second half. The ain rabbi mitaskimimo, that the rabbim are not mitasek with him. And Rashi says, klomar ain shrichim l'nachamo afar regel. People don't have to come and be menachamav after the regel. They were menachamim the 2 days before. The menachamim during the regel, they don't have to be involved so much anymore. He says, again, the top line of Chafam and Allah. Kloloshel Davar, the overarching principle is, Kol Shu Mishum Avel Regel Mafsiko. If it's dinim that relate to Avelus, so then the regel interrupts it. He says, Kol Shu Mishum Iskei Rabim, but if it's something that relates to the obligation of other people, vis a vis the Avel, Ain Regel Mafsiko. The regel is not going to be Mafsik, it'll continue on as usual. Kivaro, so Shaymin Besofa Regel, let's say the person buried somebody 3 days before the end of the regel, monesh shiva afar regel, will do 7 days after the regel, arba ayamim harishonim, rabim mitasim bo. He says the first 4 days, in other words, he did 3 days he's got during the regel, then he's going to do, let's go back here. What's that again? Wait. Kibarosh l'shayim b'sofa regel. Right. So he's 3 days for the end of the regel. There's bona shiva afar regel, right? So arba ayamim harishonim. So he's doing the shiva after the regel. For the first 4 days of the shiva, Rabbi Mitaskin bo. So shayimim achronim ain Rabbi Mitaskin bo. In other words, the 3 days before the end of the regel, people were already menachem avil. Right. So that's for the people, not for him. So he says, so shayimim achronim ain Rabbi Mitaskin bo. Shpard mitaskin bo regel. Regel olalo, the regel, now here's the key line, regel olalo, the regel counts for him. So my love, a seifa. So we think it means in the seifa case, he buried somebody during the regel. This is our question. He buried somebody during the regel. This is a bais kasha to rabba. He buried somebody during the regel, and then he's going to do the shiva after the regel, but the town of the braisa says regel olalo, the regel counts for him. So if the regel counts for him, it counts to the shloshim. So then you would get credit for the 3 days of the social. So my lama seifa, lo a ratio. So the Gemara says, no, not talking about the seifa, it's talking about the ratio case. The ratio case was where he did some of the shiva before the regal, some of the shiva after the regal, the days during the regal will count towards the social. Okay, let's just do one more question, and then, wait.
But I don't understand kfar nitasku beregal. In other words, Kfar nitasku beregel, I understand if there's a levaya, then I'm mitaseket during the regel, but I'm not paying the shiva call during the regel.
That's what you're thinking. You could, in other words, like the Gemara says, b'koshi yitiru lehem l'nachem avelim b'shabbos. Like with reluctantly, you're allowed to be menachem avelim on Shabbos. So if you see somebody, you could say it's yantiv and yantiv him l'nachem v'nachem akro v'alavo. So that you would be giving nechama during the regel. Okay, now.
Don't they deserve 7 days? If you only observe 3 days in Chol HaMoed, they got 4 more days coming to them.
No. Okay. Okay. All right. He buried.
We're all confused here.
Okay, 1 second. He buried somebody 3 days before the end of the regal.
But the end. Let's imagine it's a 7 day regal. Yes.
Right.
So it was during Chol HaMoed.
Right.
So we got 3 days.
Right. Now the 3 days is not the shiva. Because just the people are menachem for 3 days. Then after the regal, he's going to observe shiva. But in terms of the period of time that people are menachem him, they get credit for 3 days. So they get 7 days, he gets 7 days. Okay? Okay, now, Let me just do a few more lines of the Gemara, and we'll see where we take it off tomorrow. Now, okay, everybody focus. Efe, so Abaye gets a hold of you. He doesn't let go of you. So he asked one kash against Rabbah. That was deflected. Okay, now. Okay, so Efe, regal olol l'minyan shloshim. The second braisa says that a regal counts l'shloshim. Ketzad, kivarobet chilat a regal. If a person buried somebody at the beginning of the holiday, mona shiva achar a regal. So let's say he buried somebody during Chol HaMoed, he'll do the Shiva after the Regel. Umlatona said al yidei acherim, his work will be done by other people, he means at the end of, during the Shiva. But v'dav shvato v'simit sena b'toch beito. V'ein rabbi mita'askin bo, rabbi are not going to be involved with him, shikwan ta'askin bo b'regel, regel olalo, the regel counts for him. So the key is, in this braisa, there's only one case, where he buried somebody during the Regel. And the Shiva he's got to do after the Regel. And the Tana of the Braisa says, Regal Olelo. So Tiyufta. So the Gemara says, Rab is all upgestuck. That indeed, if you bury somebody during the Regal, you get credit for it. Okay, I think I'm going to have to pull it tonight. I think you could figure it out. Okay, everybody good? Okay, let's go.
Up the creek.